It's mostly on Friday with the afternoon highs of the middle to upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views, and don't forget to wear comfortable shoes at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
All right, New Orleans, welcome to the Tuesday night edition of the Jack Clegg Show. Last week we gave you fake news. We said we weren't going to be here, but we are. Thursday night, I'll be out of town. I'll be in the great state of Iowa on Thursday. We'll talk about that when I get back. Tonight's show, I have three topics that are really, really interesting, and we hope the callers will call in and we can delve deeper into these issues. Primarily, the first one, and I don't want to talk directly about what you've been hearing on the news for the last several days. That is Israel, that is Trump's trial, these things. Everybody else is talking about those. Okay. And if you really, really have something unique that we haven't heard already, well, I'll listen to that. But what I'm proposing tonight is that we talk about some things that are equally important, and I believe they are equally important to these things, or more important, but they're below the radar. And the legacy media, the big social media platforms and so forth, they may be talking about them, but you aren't hearing it. It's not coming through your television. You're not hearing anything about it. And so you're kind of not really thinking about it. My job here, and I try to educate as best I can about what's really going on, and I don't need to duplicate what someone else is doing. All right, so the three topics tonight, one of them, and you may have heard something about this on the news. I heard something about it 3 or 4 days ago, and it just dropped out. Nothing could compete with the 300 missiles being launched toward Israel. And that's an important thing. It's an important thing at the time. But I want to talk about this particular story because this makes the Israel story tiny. How do you say that? Tiny. I mean, that's a big deal over there. Well, it is a big deal. It is. But as I asked Kobe, my producer, what was the biggest, most life-changing event that has occurred in his lifetime, and I'll say in my lifetime too? We know what it was. It was COVID. It changed everything. And if you don't think so, you haven't thought about it. Well, okay, as we watch former President Trump absorbing the millions and millions and millions of dollars and man hours by the government, trying state governments and federal governments trying to put him in jail, and we see all this happening. Okay, and we've been seeing it since early last fall, and it's continuing, and it's going to get even worse as we get closer to the election. What's the legal case that is determining how COVID began? Is there such a legal case? No. Smith versus COVID is not a case. And after Trump was defeated, what did we do? What did our government do to determine what caused COVID? Where did it come from? And how we can prevent it from happening again? Because in my view, and I think in everybody's view, COVID was life-changing for all of us. Much more life-changing in America than what just happened this weekend in Israel. Now, I'm not saying that might not morph into something worse, and I'm not saying we shouldn't pay attention to that or our leaders shouldn't pay attention to it. But I am saying that at the close of COVID, we were trying to think how many years ago that was, 3 or 4 years ago at least. Where is the lessons learned? Where is the desire to know where did it come from? We are still being told, that COVID came from bats and animals, and somehow they morphed into human viruses. And then it went all around the world, killing people everywhere it went. Some people have talked about Wuhan, where there was a lab. And I just use this one little thing. The lab at Wuhan, we know they did gain-of-function research there. That is, taking a virus, manipulating it for gain-of-function, meaning to make it more deadly. Okay? What do you think the people in New Orleans would do if we had a laboratory here in New Orleans and the goal of it was to make viruses more deadly? You think the people in New Orleans would tolerate that? The people in Cincinnati, the people in Akron, the people in Billings, Montana? No. That's why it was in China, where the people don't have a right to say, wait a minute, get this up. We don't want this here. The story I'm going to disclose tonight, or repeat if you hear it already, is that Rand Paul, who's Republican, he's a doctor, a medical doctor, seems to be the only voice out there, and he's got a hold of this thing like a dog on a bone. He will not let it go, and thankfully, he's not letting it go. He has palled up with a Democrat, which I think finally is smart. His name is Gary Peters. He's from Michigan. Oh, Michigan, one of those swing states. Yes. The two of them together are launching an investigation into the cause of COVID. There was a recent op-ed written by Rand Paul, where he claimed at least 15 separate federal agencies knew that attempts to create a COVID-like coronavirus were being undertaken at the Wuhan Institute of Virology as early as January 2018. January 2018 is before COVID. And we knew it was happening. Yet the heads of these agencies have refused to turn over information to the public. For years, they actively refused to release information to lawmakers such as Rand Paul and others. I remember watching some of those things. I'm like, how do these people refuse this? How are they doing it? They did it because they were compelled to by their self-interest. The money that flowed into their agencies and into them individually, according to Rand Paul, is frightening. So we have this issue and the cause of COVID. One of the things I'd like to talk tonight, just to get the viewers and listeners' perspective, is here's the question. Name me the adverse consequences of COVID to America. We'll see how big this thing is. I have my own list. I'd like to hear yours. Second topic, we're going to talk about a case that's going to be the oral argument. It's going to be April 22nd before the U.S. Supreme Court. It is a huge case in America. It's bigger in the West, but it's also big here. The case is the city of Grants Pass, Oregon versus Johnson, and it is going to decide, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to decide a massive question about homelessness and whether cities can punish conduct by homeless people. That is, sleeping on the streets, using tents under viaducts and under bridges. It's a huge case. We're going to talk about that. And then finally, a workaround in Maine to get around the Electoral College and whether that's appropriate or whether the Constitution should be amended. Okay, we got to take a break. This is the Jack Clegg Show on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com and our internet friends. We'll be back in a few moments.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ryan Richardson every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. New Orleans, let's have a conversation.
Hey everybody, this is Mike from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. If you need to convert your existing bathtub into a step-in shower, call my friends at A New Beginning Refinishing. They can repair and refinish any type of bathtub or shower, no matter the size of the repair. A New Beginning Refinishing has been using a new high-gloss casting porcelain coating, guaranteed to never peel. They also offer you a unique service called the Tub Cut, which is a fraction of the cost of replacement, and adding a grab bar installation and a slip-resistant surface helps to improve accessibility, reduce accidents, and helps people remain in their home as long as possible. Call A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, for a free estimate at 985-279-5103 or visit their website at www.anewbeginningrefinishing.com. Or you can visit their showroom in Hollycrest Plaza at 600 North Highway 190, Suite 2 in Covington. That's A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, at 985-279-5103.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, seven nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
All right, New Orleans, welcome back to the Jack Clegg Show on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, as well as the video podcast on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Okay, I forgot to say, I repeat, our number to call in is 504-556-9696. And we have three really good topics tonight. The first is an investigation into the cause of COVID. And what I was hoping for this evening is we talk about the adverse consequences of COVID, not just the millions of deaths, which is bad enough, but the changes we've had in our culture. Okay. Also, I want to talk about, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it in a moment, the city of Grants Pass, Oregon versus Johnson. April 22nd, arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court. And the question is, can a city pass an ordinance making it unlawful to camp on public property, which includes under a bridge, a viaduct, on a bench, or public streets? And This case in the Ninth Circuit, which is the West, California, Oregon, Idaho, Washington, etc., the decision is states can't do that. And we're going to talk about what the legal issue is. It's a very, very interesting maneuver. Those that support the homeless say that those ordinances are cruel and unusual punishment, and prevented from cities can't utilize such ordinances because they are cruel and unusual under the Eighth Amendment. And believe it or not, there are some states that say that. And this Supreme Court is going to make that decision soon. We'll dig into that a little bit more. And then we also can talk about the Electoral College and what Maine has done and several other states have done to attempt to make the Electoral College invalid. Okay. Calls. We have Matthew on the line. Matthew, good evening.
Good evening, Jack. So, are you familiar with the YouTube channel PragerU?
I'm familiar with it. I don't watch it, but I've seen excerpts from it. What I've seen, I like. They're very rational and a good conservative organization.
Well, I happen to enjoy their material. I would say about 97%, but about 2 weeks ago, and I didn't know about it when it first dropped, they dropped a video. It's a long-form video of one of the PragerU ladies
hosts
interviewing Dr. Scott Atlas about this very subject.
Oh, cool.
And he talks about the frustration he had during the Trump White House about just dealing with his inability to get the political shop and the Jared Kushner and Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci to listen to any evidence. They made almost all of their decisions without any evidence, without any studies, nothing.
I remember when it happened, and I watched intently on television when Trump would introduce them and make his comments about it. Early on, his instincts, and Trump's instincts are as good as anybody I've ever seen. His instincts were, this came from China. China did it, and I don't believe it came from a bat. And remember, immediately he tried to stop travel from China.
Yes, he did try. He did put the travel ban on.
Yes,
from China. But at that point, and he had no way of knowing this.
Sure, sure.
And it was already much too late.
And this thing, like, and we don't hear in America the death count in Europe, the death count in other parts of Asia. This thing was huge, and I don't think there was a single event during my lifetime or your lifetime as devastating to our planet as the COVID pandemic.
We'll spend an hour and a half watching that interview, and you'll come to a conclusion that as bad as we thought COVID was, it turns out our reaction to it was much worse than the actual disease.
That's what I'm asking the listeners and the callers to call in, and I want to get their view as to what they think the adverse consequences were. So,
well, for one thing, I can tell you one of them
is
I have a very hard time trusting doctors now.
Okay. Trusting. Let me ask you this. Is it limited to doctors, or does it include the pharmaceutical industry?
It includes the pharmaceutical industry to a great extent, too, but how much independence from the pharmaceutical industry do doctors have?
And I would say a comment, and I would agree that I'm writing them down, and I'm going to give this one two big stars. The most stars anything is three. If somebody gives me a three, that's great. But now I remember growing up, we've always seen commercials hawking bear aspirin or various drugs, you know, take this, you'll be better, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But they changed dramatically during and after COVID, almost to the extent, and there may be a couple of reasons for this, where the pharmaceutical company went directly to the patient.
Yes.
And
that
and
actually started before COVID, but it became much more pronounced
right.
after COVID. And I this
yes.
brings me to another point.
Okay.
And that is, whatever trust I had in what we call mainstream news organizations,
sure.
basically the big media, is now just gone. They
yeah.
flushed it down the toilet. They took that trust, they balled it up, and threw it into a garbage bin and set the garbage bin on fire. Because they literally started acting like tyrannical salespeople for Big Pharma.
Well,
who's pushing the tyranny more, the government or the news media?
Well, let me.
We're
in this one, and I certainly fully understand, and I too. That's one of the reasons I'm doing this show. I too do not trust what we hear from the mainstream media. And case after case after case on our show, I'll brag about our show. We have pointed out where they were wrong. Or they were silent on significant issues. Now, I can't blame them. I cannot blame them, nor can I blame President Trump for Operation Warp Speed. I can't blame him. I think that was a good instinct. I think finding a way to inoculate us from this was a smart thing to do. Okay, I got that. It's when the government started mandating human behavior, the 6 foot, you couldn't be near, you had to wear a mask, you had to be 6 foot apart. People in nursing homes were treated differently, and it backfired. They died. So
what was it? Yes. A backfire
or intentional? Is that what you're suggesting? It was maybe.
Well, there is
some.
Dick Hexenhammer has the theory that the Chinese. The release of the virus was premature, that the Chinese were trying to solve the demographic problem.
yeah, I got you. They wanted to kill all the old people.
The janitor yeah. dropped the virus out at the wet market.
Can you hold on until the break? We'll take a break right now, and we'll come right back on WJSO, the Jack Legg Show, and we'll get to the other callers after the break.
William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Hi, this is Susan Berniker bringing you a new show, Health Connections. Every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., doctors, researchers, authors, and more. Join me Friday at 5 o'clock right here on WGSO, 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
It's pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz, airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. Join me as I talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, the newest pet products, celebrity pet gossip, breaking news, and more. Our expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about our unique program, our guest, and me, your host, listen to the show on WGSO 990, the community voice.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A recall petition has been filed to remove St. Tammany Parish coroner Christopher Tape, who was charged with 6 counts of child sexual assault in New Mexico but never tried on a technicality. Dillard University political science professor Robert Collins says recalls are extremely difficult and rarely successful. He says the most efficient way to obtain enough signatures in this case, at least 35,000, is to mail voters affidavits, have them sign them, and return them in a postage-paid envelope.
So going direct mail and, you know, using that sort of technology, that costs money, and you need a professional who understands how to run the direct mail. So that's going to be the challenge.
The House Governmental Affairs Committee began discussion today on holding a constitutional convention. Covington Representative Mark Wright believes holding a convention is a great idea. Any changes to the Constitution would need voter approval in November.
That'll be a presidential election. It'll be probably the best turnout we'll have in any type of election cycle. If they don't like it, they don't like it. It doesn't change.
LRN.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you 24/7.
Once again, call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org.
When it comes to protecting your personal information, there's one simple step you can take. Shred it. AARP Louisiana and AARP Fraud Watch Network are here in your community with free fraud events. We're making it easy to safely dispose of old personal documents, ID cards, medical bills, and more. Join us Saturday, April 20th from 9 to noon at Martin Luther King Resource Center in Kenner. Your documents will be shred on site free of charge. Reserve your spot at events.aarp.org/freeshredkenner.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on
WGSO 990 a.m. is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
All right, New Orleans. Welcome back to the Tuesday night edition. This is the third segment of our four-segment show. And we have Matthew. You still on, Matthew?
Yeah,
I've got to go to Rusty in a second. One more adverse consequence of COVID, if you got one.
This general frizz on in the air. It's this sense of dread and unease, and we keep waiting for them to try it again with another disease, because lately it looks like they're hyping up bird flu to cattle to humans, and who knows? I mean, they tried it with monkeypox. We discovered it was sexually transmitted, and we decided not to have that type of sex. So that particular disease went away because it was it was rendered non-transmissible by a change of behavior. But I'm just afraid that the hysteria once again will get out ahead of any facts.
And like, I think the COVID lockdowns,
all the people that I think COVID has allegedly killed.
Yeah.
I would point out to you that those are probably vaccine side effects.
Well, and that's another issue. And when I get back from my little vacation and work vacation, that's another topic I want to talk about. Thanks for calling, Matthew. Appreciate
it. Remember, Prager U, hour and a half, count.
Good recommendation. Thank you. Rusty. Good evening, Rusty. How are you?
Okay, Jack.
Good.
I'm glad you said it was fake news from last week, that is, because I was expecting to hear a repeat. And last Thursday, I was out, but I was calling your show because I wanted to say a word or two about the call you had previously named Nick, who was troubled about being bullied. And I said, I'm going to call this show anyway, even though I'm not home to listen to your show totally.
Okay.
And I'm glad to say I called your show several times, but it went to a voicemail. Okay, so let me get to the point. Sure. Let me just say something real quick. I'm so glad you said it was a live show. I don't know if I'm putting you out. If I am, you don't have to say anything. But when you say sometimes what day the show is in, it might help to say the date, too.
Sure.
I know most hosts don't like to say it. But when a person says...
Good recommendation. Excellent recommendation.
Well, I know most of you say Tuesday or Thursday.
Yes.
And I said, oh, this must be another Tuesday he's talking about. But then I thought, you said, you know, you were going to take a trip, but it was rearranged the trip.
Yes, yes.
But it helps because when you're a caller, particularly, you say, oh, boy, I'm going to listen much more attentively.
There you go.
And that's why I wait sometimes to hear what you have to talk about, because I say, let me see what he has to say.
You don't want to rerun. That's it. Exactly. I got you.
So you don't mind the rerun, but you're saying, what good can I do if it's a repeat? You know?
Right.
I'm just going to listen.
That's right.
Okay, to get to the two topics that you brought up. I wrote them down. I forget. Hold on. What did I do with them? Bear with me here.
Well, we had COVID was one.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I think our society has changed. We went to the future about a generation.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike you, I'm a little less kinder. I mean, yeah, less kinder
okay.
to Mr. Trump, because I do think that he should have not allowed Fauci and Burks to take that much control. But yeah. we lost all kinds of rights in those 3 years, two, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost everything, and they jumped ahead with so much government control, I don't think we ever recovered from it. And I mean, we've lost maybe 10, 20 years of futuristic government control and restrictions. I think that's where we're at today. They're getting by with murder. The trials, I know you don't want to talk about the Trump trials, and I don't blame you. But these trials that are taking place in is because the government has become so dominant in our society. They think they can get by with everything.
I think the lockdowns and the mandates, two things happened. One, I think one group of people became compliant.
Yes.
They whatever the government, we're going to do that. And there's another group that I think you're in, I'm in, I think Matthew's in, I think most conservatives are in, where we look skeptically, much more skeptically than we may have even looked before. And how that plays out, I think we'll know in November. I think that's one of the issues that no one talks about today. They're talking about a variety of different things, but it basically boils down to, do we trust the government?
Right. I think we lost, at least I lost more trust in government, knowing they could tell us when to go to church.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a church, synagogue, whatever. And when they can tell us when to go to work, they close down businesses. And I said this to you a few weeks ago. I don't think those people were just angry on January 6th about the election. They were also angry. And I've heard people talk about this on the radio.
Sure.
Because they closed down their businesses and they lost their businesses forever.
Yeah. 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 And the
politicians didn't give a damn.
And you know what? And the media is so detached from the lives that you have and that I have and that our friends have.
Yes.
They don't even see that. Or maybe they don't want to mention it because their friends are in the government. It's one or the other. They either don't see it.
I agree.
Or they don't say it.
Yes, that's 100%. They're disconnected. There's no question.
Yes.
They're connected to the elite.
And that's
of our
true.
Country and
that's
our nations. And I'd like to ask you, though, a question to your second issue. I'm not an activist, but I'm a big supporter of homeless people.
Okay.
And I have caught this story you talked about for a few seconds, in Oregon. And are they saying, basically, they have no rights to be in the cities, or what are they saying?
There were three ordinances in a town called Grants Pass. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the ordinances specifically said that I wrote them down. There's three of them. I just wrote the meat of them. It prevented people from sleeping on public property. B, camping on public property. Or three, the third one was, the third one defined what camping was. That is where a bedding, sleeping bag, stove, or fire is placed. Now, the cities, and Grants Pass in particular, and all kinds of cities all over the Ninth Circuit, which is the West, have tried to do this. Well, when 5 years ago a case came out by the liberal Ninth Circuit saying, prior to that case, we had looked at the law two ways. Let's say you're an alcoholic, not you. A person is an alcoholic.
Sure.
Okay. Can they be punished because they're an alcoholic? Just an alcoholic? And the answer in America is no, you can't.
Right.
We cannot punish you because of your status.
Right.
Now, if you're drunk and you're driving a car, can we punish you? Yes. Because the conduct is what we have. Okay, so, and that had been the law for a while, but then some liberal judges decided, well, it was a case, Powell versus Texas, where a guy was arrested for being drunk in public, okay? And he was on a street and he was drunk, and that was the law. You can't be drunk in public. The case raised the issue of what if that's the only place he could drink? It was out in public. The only place was to buy it in a bar and then leave the bar and you're on a street and you're drunk in public. Okay, so there was this small minority of judges that said, well, your status, i.e. an alcoholic, we have to mix that with your conduct, meaning you're doing the conduct because it's the only place you can do it. So we're not going after you for just being an alcoholic. Being an alcoholic causes you to do this. So there's a connection between the two. And here, they do that. In the Ninth Circuit, they did that with a case called Martin, where they said, well, you know, if you're homeless and you don't have anywhere else to go, we're punishing you just because you're homeless. Okay.
Right.
The problem is that has been an abject failure. Look at San Francisco. Look at the cities throughout the West. Right. You have rampant drug use. You've got people dying. You have people bringing diseases that we haven't seen since the medieval period. And so there's this rough friction between what the cities need to do to keep safety and what the homeless people want. So on April 22nd, there's going to be an oral argument before the Supreme Court on this issue. I hope it gets some coverage because it affects everyone. Here in New Orleans, we have people sleeping in tents on public fires. And we don't know why the city allows that, but they do from time to time. Wait until the Super.
Well, let me ask you, Jack.
Wait, come back. Come back in a minute. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Come back in a minute. All right. This is Jack Legg Show. We'll be back in a minute.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ryan Richardson every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. New Orleans, let's have a conversation.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyltech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyltech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shane Mulkey, at Vinyltech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinyltechNola.com.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
All right, New Orleans. Welcome back to the fourth and final segment of the Jack Clegg Show. WGSO 990 AM. And the video podcasts are on Facebook, YouTube, and X. Rusty, are you still there?
Yes, Jack, I was going to ask you a question, but I had time to think about it over the break. And instead of asking the question, which was, where do you stand on this issue, I'm going to leave that up to you to answer that after I say what I think.
Go ahead.
I think it would be a tragedy. My sister works in the Jackson Square area.
Okay.
And she seems homeless. She sees homeless people all the time. She has a regular job.
Sure.
And she sees them going in the bathroom in public and doing all kinds of stuff. And I say to her, would you want to use the bathroom in public? And she don't have a response, really. She's annoyed by it and troubled. Most people are.
Sure.
I used to, in my younger years, I spent a lot of time living in San Francisco. when that stuff was developing. I understand the situation, which where people feel annoyed and troubled, but I think it would be a tragedy and a moral failure of our culture if we just try to eliminate these people and make them obsolete. And
let me say I agree with you, and yeah. I cities have to take care of the health and safety of the city, and
yes.
and that says, in my view, that they can pass ordinances. The real problem. Let me ask you one question: has homelessness increased since the end of the pandemic?
Since the end of the pandemic.
Yep.
I'm going to guess from what I picked up and shows that I've seen, especially the focus on California, I'm going to guess that it probably has.
It has. And it's had all over the country, it has. And my view in this, no surprise, it requires education. Okay? Mm. We want to stop homelessness before it begins. And we don't have anybody talking about that. We don't have a soul talking about that. Right. And I'm with you there. You want to be as humanitarian as you can. But in the future, and the not distant future, 4 years, 3 years, we need to not only work on the people that are homeless, but the people who are not yet homeless. And with the migrants coming to America, taking all the other jobs that are near the margins,
mm-hmm.
what do you think is going to happen? We're going to have more homeless.
That's my main gripe. You know, I try to be sympathetic even toward the illegals, but we have to take care of our own people that are out there.
Absolutely true.
And unless we do that,
right.
then we're only going to bring about crises that don't exist right. yet by allowing millions of other people to right. come in here and replace. Right. You know, these other people, if they can find jobs, won't be able to find them. If an illegal takes over and works for half the cost.
Great point.
Half the price.
Rusty, and I got to go to another caller
now. I know you got
now.
Other callers.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
calling.
So much.
Always appreciate it, Rusty. Dottie. Hello, Dottie. Yeah.
Doxy, D-O-T-S-Y.
Doxy. Yeah, I apologize. Doxy. I apologize.
I never miss your program, but I don't call in because I've been banned on a lot of programs here, but I had to call in.
Oh, go ahead.
The homeless thing. There were three people who were dismissed by Lo Pinto as homeless encampment.
Okay.
In Jefferson, in Shrewsbury. And it reminded me of that incredible movie about corruption called Chinatown.
Oh,
forget
yeah.
it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I'm not going to forget. Forget it, Dotsie. It's Shrewsbury. I was waiting to hear, you know, oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's horrible. That's horrible. Every person listening to this, I don't care if you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, those were human beings. Multiple gunshot wounds shot into completely unarmed, innocent people.
Sure.
Now, who did it? We don't know. But La Pinta wants to just sweep it away, okay? But every one of you better realize that Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. And Americans better... Those people have the same rights as you or me who worked all of our lives.
Sure, sure.
And
true.
That imbecile at 1900 Pennsylvania Avenue. They have the same rights.
They do.
Put
it's
it
just...
between your hand, your ears,
right,
your
Doxy.
Shoulder blades, or your legs, and understand they are as much American citizens as you and me.
Thank you, Doxy.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it. Brian. Brian?
Good evening, sir.
Hello,
Good
Brian.
Evening.
You won't yell at me, will you?
Oh, no, sir. It's too okay. late in the evening for that.
Good.
Something that you brought up, and I'll touch, I know it's towards the end of the show. I have a lot of Muslim neighborhood in the neighborhood.
Sure.
And one thing, and most of them are engineers, doctors.
Sure.
And he said towards the educational system, if the United States doesn't do an about face in the educational system across America,
sure.
that the majority of those who have degrees coming into the country, for those coming out of school, aren't going to have a chance because they will not have the credibility that those who have doctorates and engineer license and MDs.
Sure.
We have fallen so far behind in this nation. It seems like the United States is going after the wrong thing. I mean, we're going after oil. We're shutting that down. We're going after churches.
Yeah.
In California, Christians are being arrested because they're having Bible study.
Sure.
It just seems the United States has done a flip.
Well, and I you raise a terrific point, and I'm all about education. And what I'm wrestling with is the cause, and I have to put it, I hate to say this, I have to put it at the feet of university professors and union teachers. Now, we know that in private schools, the non-union teachers are doing really well. Why? Why do we know that? Because parents are paying lots of money to send those kids to those schools.
Yes.
But in the public schools, where the unions are in control, not so good. And in the universities, not so good at all. Why would you be paying off the debt of college graduates? The only reason is because they didn't get anything worth their money. We should be getting the money from the universities. As a taxpayer, I don't want to pay for that. You shouldn't either.
Well, I mean, look at the endowments that some of these,
many of these universities
have. $300-400 billion.
You're right.
I mean, they're out of this world rich, but there's nothing coming out of the schools, the colleges.
That you're absolutely right. Brian, thanks for calling.
God
another
bless you.
Another guy waiting. Yeah. We'll get you another time, pal. Okay, one more caller. Eric. Is this Eric?
Yes. Hey, Jack, this is your favorite pro se
pianist,
man.
Go ahead. You got a minute left before we go. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Hey, I'd just like to say, Rusty was talking about the homeless people in Jackson Square. Well, doesn't the mayor live in Jackson Square?
Part-time, when she wants to get dressed up, I think.
Right. And as far as, worrying about the police harassing the homeless people, don't worry about that. In New Orleans, they won't even harass the murderers, the rapists, the robbers. So I think the homeless people will get a free pass.
Well, when we see, all you have to do is ride your bike or go on a bus or drive your car underneath the bridges in downtown. What's going to happen, and we're going to see it, I am predicting it, next December, they'll be gone. Why?
Super Bowl.
You got it, man. That's
okay.
It. All right. Eric, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hope you're doing well. And folks, we're near the end of the show. Thanks for listening in. I'll be Thursday night. We'll have a rerun, but I'll talk to you next Tuesday night. We may cover some of these topics, particularly COVID, a little bit more because that's a bigger deal. And I don't want us to forget about it. Folks, have a good weekend.
Business back to life with signs. Show-stopping signage can give your business the visibility it needs. Sir Speedy is a trusted resource for sign design, production, and installation. From trade show displays, banners and posters, to directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, and more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froese Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. an old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night at 7 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.